B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
And then it came, it dwindled down to like you did your spring and your fall. The big fights were always May, June, and September, October.
Wow.
But yeah, but that's what hurt boxing.
Could the same thing happen to the NFL? I love the sport. I don't feel guilty watching it. I know a lot of people do. I know they're taking measures to limit the amount of damage it can cause, not only to the head but other parts of the body. But I can foresee it becoming a sport that is incredibly less in popularity as it gets litigated more and more, and parents don't let their kids play football because eventually that's where it comes from. It's like, you know, how are we going to get them out? We're going to breed them out.
The other part of boxing that I wanted to bring up that I forgot to was the idea of the only way out of poverty was through the ring.
Literally fight your way out.
No, I mean, you know, it was a route. I'm going to put it like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're an African American growing up in a city. That was an option among different sports or entertainment, or if you were lucky, education.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for a way out of a rough situation, that's where, you know, you remember the great, you know, you could see as a group would come in, you would have, you know, the great Mexican fighters and the great Latin fighters. Yeah. And you all, you know, again, until people go, I don't want to have my kid do that.
Yeah, and the more we know now, we have more scientific proof and data, if you will.
No, football's still a little different. It's still a way out.
Yep.
of poverty situations.
Yeah.
But it's not like boxing. Boxing, in its form back in the day, boxing was nasty, man. Like, you know, you're taking blows 3-4 times a year. And even if you're getting to the point where you're a great fighter,
you've taken a ton.
No, now, you know, if you're an up-and-comer and you're fighting way more regularly than 4 times a year.
Yep, just to get to that status where you can only fight twice a year.
And then you have the other segment of the sport that's there just to be a tomato can.
Yeah, to just take beatings.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know how long it's going to take, but... Well,
football's different. It's different than that, but
yeah,
physicality is still a part of the sport.
And we see the rise of esports with the younger generation and all this other stuff. That's
no joke.
That's yeah, right. They're building an esports arena right down here by where we are. And we talked about it before. Arthur Ashe Stadium, where the U.S. Tennis Open will be played in a couple of weeks. Next week, I think. Right? The winner of that men's tournament will win $3.5 million, which a couple months ago, a 16-year-old kid from our area won $3.12 million for the World Cup of Fortnite. So the lure of cash and the way out isn't just going to have to be athletic. Could be sitting in front of your TV with a joystick, like we used to call it in our Atari days playing Space Invaders. Could you imagine like the World Cup of Space Invaders or Defender, Pac-Man?
All right.
You the Pac-Man world champion?
No, I am.
You know?
I am.
So I don't know where that goes and how long it takes, but the NFL at their anniversary of 150 isn't going to be the sport. I'm not just saying look like the sport it is now, but it's not going to be the same popularity it is now or the same quality.
Right.
610-632.
But if you're talking 50 years, right?
Yeah, that's a long time.
All right, so go 50 years ago. What's that,
1969.
Okay, yeah, all right, 1969. You know, again, we don't know what football was like back then. We've seen tape of what football was.
Leather helmets.
And it was,
prehistoric.
It was.
You know?
I mean, the Super Bowl had just started, right?
Yeah.
So you just had the Super Bowl underway. And, it takes some time before it gets. And now look at when we were kids. And you remember those Cowboys teams and the Steelers teams and stuff like that. I mean, the game itself is way different than it is, back then. Back then it was brutal, but the guys were smaller, too.
Yeah, and not as fast, not as trained, and all those things. The ferocity of the game and the speed of the game is fast now still, But you're right. I mean, just even the days of Ronnie Lott and the way he played the game and the predatory hits that were not a penalty back then. Targeting. Those things weren't penalties.
Oh, yeah.
610-632-0975. We're at Xfinity Live, and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia. We're a Beasley Media Group station on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot. Damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
All right, it is time for Bring the Heat. Hopefully this is the last really hot day of the summer and humid. We get great weather tomorrow, but let's see what came in last night in this hot hot stretch we're in.
This is definitely the Charlie Manuel effect. Let me tell you, the Phillies went up in Boston and played small ball, good base running, solid pitching, and they won these two games and swept Boston. This team has potential. And I believe that Charlie has these guys not thinking but playing baseball and hitting the ball in order for this team to win games.
I love that dude.
Did they explode for 15 runs last night?
No, but they played smart.
No, no, it was a good game. Ball. Yeah. I mean,
I just love his passion.
Yeah, but, I mean, here we go again. Oh, this team's potential. They're dangerous. Blah, 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 because they won two in Boston. But do you realize still, Velasquez, Eflin, Vargas? I mean, come on. I don't mean to be a wet blanket, but I'm being a wet blanket. I know last night was exciting and you won two. You just lost two with three to the freaking Astros over the weekend. Not the Astros. That would have been fine. The Padres. I mean, come on. Don't change your expectations every time you get two wins in a row. You win 9 of 10 at or 13 of 15, then make that call. In the meantime, pipe down.
You want to hear a great line from Jim Salisbury's article today?
Mm-hmm.
A poor showing in Miami after a sweep in Boston would be like drowning in the bathtub after a successful swim across the English Channel.
That's a great line. And we may have that. We could drown in the tub this weekend. They have struggled against the fish this season.
They can't lose the series. Like, you got to sweep them. Put it out right now. If they lost two or three, you got to throw Gabe
in the bag, sir.
Yeah, right. I was going to say you put him in a shark tank and let him loose.
You go shark. I like it.
No, it'd be Miami. You just, you know.
Oh yeah,
he's done.
Push him in a raft off the coast.
That's it. No, seriously, they can't lose two or three to Miami, right?
Well,
there's no way in the world they're going to lose. Were they 6-7? 7-8? Where are they again?
6-7.
6-7. First of all, they're due to go down there and sweep them. They can't lose. They can't lose the series. You lose the series, he should be fired on the spot.
What's next?
Hey, Kilroy, for the record, you did say 10 wins, not 12. You don't even know what you're saying. But the more you talk, I don't want to hear what you got to say anyway, jerk.
Yeah, he's a first-class moron, Kilroy. I can't stand that guy.
Okay, so he proved my point. Jim from Saddleton, who left that message.
Yep.
Proved my point. He elicited a response. The antagonist elicited a response. That's why they're necessary.
Yeah. I'd rather not elicit a response. I'd rather Jim from Saddleton just sat back in his lazy boy today and watch Days of Our Lives and listen to the show. What's next?
They need coach in all four professional sports. It stayed when the team was awful, stayed until they won a championship. It's never happened. That's why it won't happen with Brett Brown. He's in a lame duck year. And when the Sixers don't make the finals this year, he's going to be fired. He should have been fired last year. Okay.
Okay.
It's your boy.
I thought he couldn't get any dumber, Ant. He's going to the Brett Brown Hill again today. Seriously, Andrew?
Well, it's because the Phillies won last night. So when they lose 2 of 3 to the Marlins, he'll call in about Gabe. He's got a bitch about somebody.
Does he ever have, like, a good day? What does he bitch about, like, during the parade for the Eagles? There was too much trash left after the parade, okay? Like, he complains about everything. He's the guy that wins the lottery and bitches about the taxes. You know what I mean? He's a killjoy. Not Kilroy, but a killjoy.
That's great.
I mean, why is he...
Listen.
He's got his back up about Brett Brown right now. I can't take it anymore. I'm out of juice with him.
Yeah, but you give him too much, and you empower him too much. But you talk about him too much.
He infuriates me, too.
No, you're obsessed with the okay guy.
He's like a Mount Rushmore of Philadelphia sports idiots. He's right there.
See, I don't
that
know.
That guy from Camden?
I question his acumen.
Oh, I do, too.
No, I don't know.
The IQ of a plant.
No. But I question saying, like, I don't know. Maybe he is a good sports guy. I don't know. But he exhibits dolt traces.
Dolt? I love it.
He does. No, there are times. There are times when I go, that's a kind of a salient point.
Yeah.
But then there's two of, like that whole, this whole stupid take about Brown. During the season comes and you go, oh, he's a big show me for Brown. You can't, they're too good. I almost think they are coach proof.
They have that much talent.
Yeah.
They're coach proof in the regular season.
But and the biggest attribute of Brett and why they'll be successful is not Brett Brown XO, is Brett Brown keeping everybody together and, you know, they love him.
Yeah. We're going to have a great culture.
Yes. So that, like, that's the... That's the area. It'll be EQ versus IQ for the season.
Yep. But an okay guy looks at just numbers and results and doesn't consider all the other elements of it because he doesn't have the brain power to be able to handle those things.
Yeah, but you need to. I think I need to intervene here.
I need an intervention. Am I going to be on an episode of A&E?
An okay intervention.
An okay guy intervention.
Like,
I want to quit, Anthony, but I'm hooked.
And I mean that when he calls, you just treat him like any other message.
All right, I'll try. I'll make an effort. And I might just end up saying, I can't quit, you okay guy. Let's bring the heat.
I'd actually pay to see you two like at Fan Fest.
I would too, but he won't even call the live line because he can't perform under pressure.
What do you mean?
He doesn't call on the air because he can't deliver the goods, so he has to do it on a taped message because he's probably scripting it. And if you actually had a conversation and diverted him from his script, you can't handle it.
Script that? That's a script.
Yeah, I think it is.
Nah.
Don't you think, Andrew?
No,
I don't think so. But he knows what he's going to call about. Like, he definitely thinks about it each morning.
Yeah.
During his cup of coffee, his side of Jack, and his cigarettes, he's probably like, all right, what am I going to call in today about?
Yeah. He's sitting there with a cup of coffee black and a pack of Winstons.
Yes.
Right? And he's out there, and the birds are chirping. It's beautiful out, Ant, right? And he's going, what can I be pissed about today?
These birds are too loud.
Yeah. Crotchety.
Yeah, but again, you're obsessing over him.
I want to peel his brain back.
And then you got Andrew on board to talk more about him. Like, this got to stop. Like,
okay.
I'm about to put the moratorium. First of all, this segment's going to get killed during football season. it's going to be done in a different way. It has to. It's got
to
change.
It has to evolve.
It has to change. Otherwise, I'll leave from 1 until 1:20.
Oh, you go get a cup of coffee yourself.
Yeah, whatever. Well, no, I can't talk. During the football season, if you guys go on one of these okay guy risks for 10 minutes, I'm out.
What about Gabriel, though? In the reinvention, Gabriel will be permitted. We didn't even hear from Gabriel today after a great game last
night. Well, correct. He's among many characters that will be invited to participate on the line.
To come along.
Right.
All right. I'm with you on that.
That's Gabriel.
Ooh. That was Bring the Heat. Hit the Bring the Heat line tonight.
However, once football starts,
whole new day.
There will be. I want you to be, Andrew, judicious on Gabe impersonations.
Of course.
I don't want to hear
only the good.
I don't want to hear too many of them. And it has to be only if there is special circumstance.
We should let Gabriel comment on the Eagles season as a leader of men.
He's the only one, though.
Okay, I like that.
And you can't even use the voice.
No, that's not going to happen. I can tell you that right now. That is not going because when Gabriel calls in, I can't help myself.
All right. But you can't overdo it.
No, I haven't been. I've toned it down.
You've been good. But during football season, new rules.
We'll hit the Bring the Heat line tonight. 610-771-9751. Leave your messages there. Brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your air conditioner keeping your house cool in the end of summer heat? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com. Find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. Let's get to the phones, Dan. Let's talk to Dave in South Jersey. Joins us on the Fanatic. What's up, Dave?
Yo, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, Dave.
Yo, first of all, Andrew. I was dying, the okay guy. His cup of coffee, his side of Jack, and his cigarette. I couldn't stop laughing. Okay. That was so funny.
Because you can envision it. He's got one of those old school like patio chairs that he's had since the Reagan administration.
Just starting off as miserable.
Yep.
That was a good one. So, really quick, I know that we're down on the Phillies. I am as well, but I guess I'm just hanging on to that slimmer of hope because I have them at 88.5 games, and I need them at 89. But I really but I'm holding on to the hope because I looked at their schedule. I think that they're going to sweep the Marlins. I think they win 2 or 3 against the Pirates, and then they have, 2 series, I think, in September against the Mets. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, you get the Mets and the Braves coming up in September.
Well, the Braves, if you can steal 1, maybe 2 from them, I'm going to feel good about them.
Well, it's a 4-game series.
Okay, yeah, here's the problem, bro. I want to help you because you sound like a good dude. they don't have the pitching to sustain anything.
I know they don't have the pitching, and I was super upset when they didn't get Granky. Like, I texted my buddy who I'm in with the bet on the entire day, like, dude, they got Vargas. I'm telling you, they're going after pitching. Just wait. They're going to get Granky. They didn't get him. And really quick, if I can ask you guys, I know you're not a fantasy football show, but I just have one question. I just need your input.
Yeah, go ahead.
Keeper league. I have Michael Thomas and I have Le'Veon. I have the 3rd overall pick in a snake league. I ain't getting one of them at, 17. Who would you go with?
All right, Le'Veon, yeah.
That's a problem there.
Michael Thomas, he's younger, you're going to be able to keep him longer.
Yeah, and Le'Veon's volatile.
Exactly, so it sounds like...
And Adam Gase, like, you don't know, again, the quarterback, but here's the thing, he'll get big numbers. Le'Veon Bell, because they're going to rely on Le'Veon Bell because the quarterback's so young.
But what's he like a year after a layoff?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah, there's a lot of factors there, man. I go Thomas.
I'm going to go Michael Thomas, too.
Love it. All right, thanks, guys. You have a good rest of your day.
Thanks, Dave.
See, the running back's more important.
Yeah, because there's less depth at that position in any league.
But I do agree, because I don't know what he's going to be like coming out of a whole season. I don't know. I don't know what their line's like.
But you're right. They got a young quarterback. So they're going to try and run the ball, you would presume. Dan and Souderton's on the Fanatic. Danny.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, brother?
I just wanted to sort of comment on how you talked about where the NFL might be 50 years from now with all the knowledge we have of concussions and less people playing. I played for a Pop Warner team in my town, and the other day I was driving by, and I look over and see the kids practicing, and man, the last year I played was the 06-07. Our teams were 40, 50 kids, massive amount of kids. These teams are only 20, 25 players, maybe, if that.
Yeah, participation's really down.
Yeah, and it's gone way down. And you tie that into boxing and MMA. MMA is actually the fastest growing sport in the United States. But I think
go ahead.
Why that sport's different is because of the use of grappling. It's not straight up punching each other in the face like boxing is.
It's not striking as much as it is
Yeah, but there's still a ceiling for MMA. As much as people go, hey, oh, it's the fastest ground, MMA is never going to take over because it doesn't. It's huge, but it's never going to reach. Go beyond. It'll never be at the height of boxing. Where,
well, see,
women,
the only reason where I disagree with you is because you have martial arts. It's mixed martial arts. So where boxing, that's a single form of martial arts. Where in mixed martial arts, you have different styles that come from all.
I'm not telling you it's not compelling. I'm just saying boxing itself. Though you weren't around. Like, how old are you? 25.
Yeah, but I can also say the largest combat sport event in California ever just happened this weekend, and that was UFC 241 in Anaheim.
You're not hearing my point. I'm not telling you that it's not popular, but I'm telling you it'll never reach the height of boxing where the heavyweight champion was an international superstar.
That's the problem with boxing now, because boxing after Mike Tyson, the heavyweight division died.
Well, the whole sport,
forever.
But the whole sport's not.
But
brother.
It didn't die because when Tyson was done, it died because the sport was dying.
Well, I believe, honestly, when you have a sport like boxing, nobody cares about it unless it's the baddest man on the planet, and we all know that's the heavyweight champ. And for a while, the Klitschko brothers, Lewis, during those late 90s and early 2000s up until now, we didn't have any American champion.
Okay, I'm just going to get you. I'm going to hit you one thing, all right, real quick. You know who Muhammad Ali is, right?
Yeah.
All right. Every grandmother's, all right, around the world knew who Muhammad Ali was.
Yes.
That's the point. That boxing had reached a height of you had a guy that was internationally known by men and women, people of all ages.
And it's arguable that you can do that now, though, because of social media. It's a lot easier.
Dude, they're not going to cleave. Again, you're stubborn. You're not listening. Yeah. I'm sorry. You're being stubborn. Just because social media can reach, in fact, it was more impressive, in fact, years ago, that Muhammad Ali became that big of a superstar, global superstar. It's not going to happen now with MMA. They're not going to know the cult of celebrity as big as it is now. You'll never have someone of that ilk, that big, unknown around the globe. Like you can have like certain segment of population as someone that's pretty big. What, McGregor is probably the most well known,
mm-hmm.
Right? Because he's a loud mouth. There's guys better than him, tougher than him. But you just won't have someone of that stature because the sport was so much bigger. The sport was way bigger than MMA is.
There was a reverence to heavyweights back then.
And the sport.
Oh, gods.
Right, they were. It was just a thing about them. The same thing. I mean, you know, years and years ago, it was boxing and horse racing,
yeah.
Right? Like, and now, forget about horse racing, and boxing is an afterthought.
Yep. Let's go to Ray in we can take a timeout, Ray. We'll get to you in Albuquerque coming up next. Real quick, before we do get to the break, though, I got to welcome a new member to the United Nations of Eagles fans. We got another chapter, Anthony. How about Wesley Krasner is now our Portland, Oregon charter chapter member.
Oh, wow.
Just joined the United Nations of Eagles fans Facebook group page. So welcome, Portland, Oregon. Portland, Oregon, you're on the air. It's that Larry King, you know? 610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. It's the midday show.
Real quick. My boy Vinny Bones is doing well. He's fighting. He's fighting a disease, and we're wishing him well.
Ah, it's good to hear
he's out.
Well.
Yeah, he's out, and we're very happy.
Okay, well, God bless Vinny Bones. And,
he's one of the best Vinny Bones.
Best to him, of course, and great update on him.
You know, our prayers are with him.
No doubt about that. 610-632-0975. We're live at Xfinity Live. It's the midday show, and we're right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Let me tell you about one of my favorite places in my hometown. And another great location in Ardmore. Yeah, it's Carlino's Market. Two great locations. and I can vouch for all their unreal selection of artisan foods. They're simply the best. Today, they're in their third generation of ownership, and Carlino's continues the tradition of old-world techniques as makers and purveyors of hand-roasted meats, artisan cheeses, how about handmade desserts, signature pastas and sauces, house-baked bread, prepared gourmet takeaway foods, and a ton more. Now, my wife and I, we go to the Westchester location on a regular basis, and there's always something new and delicious to try. So make sure you stop in for a delicious lunch or pick up dinner. And don't forget, they're awesome for catering. Finish your summer cookout season off strong with Carlino's fresh grilling options throughout every section of their markets, including deli salads, homemade sausages, local produce, and vegetarian options. And you can even check out their social media channels for incredible summer grill recipes and ideas. Do yourself a favor. Visit either of their two store locations. Like I said, in downtown Westchester or Ardmore, you're not going to regret it. Or for more information, just visit their website, carlinosmarket.com.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hanging out. Infinity Live, home of Fan Fest. Don't forget tonight, with Cousins Corner live at Parks Casino, Street Rope and Sound. Jason Avant, myself, before the Eagles game tonight. So the third, usually the most important, and but this whole preseason, it's the new age, the new era of the NFL. Look, you know, Harbaugh and Doug, they went at it tough. They had those guys go at it tough this week, and they got their work in. And they don't, you know, they don't need them to play in the preseason.
Yeah, and we're not going to see Carson tonight. That hasn't been official, but that seems to be the case. Real quick, too, coming up to program, you know, tomorrow we'll be on the road, Ant. Football Friday tomorrow, midday show broadcast live from 10 to 2. One of our favorite places, too, the North Shore Bar and Kitchen. It's located at 301 New York Avenue in North Wildwood, New Jersey. Stop by, grab your last-minute FanFest tickets there tomorrow. Enjoy great cocktails. Ryan and the guys down there, tremendous, tremendous food. And we can't wait to be down there tomorrow.
That's a great place, man.
Yeah. We kicked off the summer down there way back when. I think it was Memorial Day weekend, and we'll be down there again tomorrow. So if you're in the area down there, definitely come by and see us. If you're not, make sure you come down and see us anyway.
By the way, nice job on the dime last night.
Yeah, I got a nice assist last night. How about that?
Out of the net. That your first point of the season?
I think it was my second, but that was the primary assist, which is...
That's impressive. Nice, you got more points than Hextall.
Nice stretch pass, got it to the right guy, and boom. Got my son. And believe me, as soon as he scored it, I'm yelling at the ref, that's a primary! Make sure, number 3-0, put it on the score sheet.
That's great.
By the way, you see the story about Patrick Chung?
No.
He's been indicted on cocaine possession charges and a little bit of hot water for the Patriots. He's going to be arraigned next Wednesday on cocaine possession, according to...
Wait a second. Patrick Chung?
Yeah.
To distribute?
Well, it's on possession charges, it looks like. He's got the arraignment next week. The arraignment's actually in New Hampshire. He was indicted on the charge August 8th, according to the attorney's office.
How much?
Let me see if it says here. He's not played in the preseason. The Patriots issued a statement saying they were aware of the reports but would not comment further while the judicial proceedings.
What's the quantity?
Place.
Did he say it? Does it say the quantity?
No, I don't see that here.
Sounds
in the story.
Like he just had it on him. But, you know, because in that league, there's a couple of guys that actually were.
Trafficking?
Yes.
So, like, the team had an Escobar?
No joke. I'm serious.
Yeah.
That's why I was curious to see what the. Charges if it was intent to distribute.
Well, the interesting thing too will be, you know, Belichick and the culture, the Patriot pseudo culture, right? How does he handle the situation?
Well, I think he's had his, you know,
clip him.
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on, you know, him, and it all depends on. Here you go, Sam Hurd got 15 years in prison for distributing.
Wow, really?
15 years.
Whew.
And he pled guilty.
You know, I don't know what the the parameters are.
Sam Hurd wasn't a bad player either.
Yeah. 15 years. Wow.
Cowboys.
Oh, shocking, but true. I got to ask you a couple other things real quick. Did you saw what Jerry Jones had to say about Zeke, and then
dude,
Zeke's upset?
Oh, I forgot to bring this up. That whole day I wanted to bring it up. Did you see? There is a billboard.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So the billboard.
Yeah, somebody tweeted it to me.
It's the best.
Yeah.
So the billboard is on the Schuylkill right by South Street, and it is, I'll read it for you. I'll describe it to you. It is,
it's great. I don't know who put it up, but I need to know.
So, knock, knock, and it goes, who's there? Right? And it says, Zeke. And then it goes, Zeke who?
How'd they get that up that quick?
So, they had the knock, knock on one side, who's there on the other side, Zeke on the backside, and then Zeke who?
Well, apparently he's none too pleased. You know, in a negotiation, you don't want the owner coming out and making jokes.
That's a big deal, man.
Yeah.
I keep waiting for it to just kind of, you know, dissipate, and he goes, reports, and wow, gets his deal. They're a fool. They would be the dumbest franchise in the history of football if they let that escalate and ruin their season.
Yeah, well.
He's their best player.
And it's not close.
Forget Dak Prescott. Forget Amari Cooper. Mm-hmm. Forget Jalen Smith. He's their best player.
Yeah. Boy, and they're getting into murky territory now. You know, a couple years ago, the whole thing with the suspension and coming back, and then is he going to come back? That whole thing was a huge problem for them. That team. You saw what he was, like without him. And more importantly, and to your point, what Dak was like without him.
Yeah, he's their best player. It's not even close.
Yeah. What an ugly situation. You'd think the Cowboys would figure out something, but
especially the owner, like, you know, all the stuff all the nonsense surrounded him, and they always had his back because he knew how important he was. And yep. Now you're worried about money?
Yeah. I'll tell you, that whole thing with Jerry, like, Zeke who? I said, what?
Were you about to morph into Gruden?
Yes, he was. I'll tell you what, man.
Are you right? You caught that too, Andrew?
That is unbelievable.
It wasn't intentional. I was mixing up my impressions.
I
was going to try and do Jarrah, but I screwed it up. Let's go to the home of Breaking Bad, Anthony. Let's go to Albuquerque, New Mexico on the Fanatic. What's up, Ray?
Hey, good morning, Big Hans, Jason, and Andrew behind the scenes. What's up from Albuquerque?
What's going on, buddy?
Are you Heisenberg?
I wish. I'd be racing in that fast.
But, what's happening in Albuquerque?
Nothing. Running some errands on a rare day off during the week.
Now, are you originally from Philadelphia?
Actually, my dad was born in Dubois, but I got family out in Lancaster, Dubois, Erie, Franklin.
Wow, so you found us? You adopted Philadelphia as your home sports town?
Oh, back when Jaws was quarterbacking, man.
Wow, look at that.
Sensational.
Cowboys, Raiders, or Broncos. And I'm one of those ones that I'm a defiant.
Love it, man. That's cool.
So I fell in love with Eagles back when Jaws was quarterback and stayed with them.
So what do you got on the Eagles, Ray?
I think we're going to have a damn good season. I'm definitely with you guys all in on Super Bowl. I'm thinking we're going to have a 13-win season.
Wow. Lofty expectation. I like it.
I'm all in. I've got all my swag. I've got license plate, shot glasses, jerseys. Let's see.
Do you really? Look at that.
I've even got a Ricky Waters jersey.
You even got a Waters jersey. Look at you, man.
Yeah.
In Albuquerque. What was Ricky, 32?
In Albuquerque.
Yeah, number 32.
That's impressive.
Nice. Well, Ray, enjoy the season, brother. Thanks for checking in from Albuquerque.
All right. Love you guys.
Thanks, buddy. You too, man.
Thanks, Ray. Let's
go. New Mexico.
I've been to Albuquerque.
I've never been to New Mexico.
Consider yourself lucky. Wasn't much to do in Albuquerque.
Yeah, I work with a guy, a buddy of mine in New York, who was from Crucius.
Is that near Albuquerque?
Las Cruces.
They would call it New Mexico?
Cruces.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't, I didn't fall in love. I didn't go, you know, when I retire, yeah, I want to go to Albuquerque.
I just
wanted
one of a few places I've never been.
You ever have that where you go? You've been to so many, I mean, you've been all over the world. I am not nearly as traveled as you are. But you ever go, when I retire, that's where I'm going to live. I'm going to settle down. Get yourself a nice little spread.
Between that.
Maybe by the water.
Between that and Terramina.
Between what? Termini's Bakery? What are you talking about?
Terramina. It's in Sicily. Oh, okay. It's a little town in Sicily.
I thought you were talking about Termini's. Like just a couple blocks away.
No, I was just kind of come pull up a town, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know, yeah, New Mexico or Catania. Yeah. I'm going to retire.
I got a couple different ones under consideration. I have Banff's on the list. Maybe Winnipeg. Where, of course, the Packers are going to take on the Raiders.
Andrew, I still can't believe when he goes, I'm going to take a couple days off, man.
Big trip coming up.
Yeah, right during the season. I'm just going to get away. Me and my wife, he says. And I go, oh, yeah. And we're off the bat. I'm thinking.
Caribbean.
He's going to go, where are you going to go? Aruba? Whatever.
Go Cozumel.
You know, 4 or 5 days, go sit in the sun, right? He's going to go to Banff.
Banff National Park, brother.
Who the hell goes to Banff?
Like, I just put my deposit down for the honeymoon, right? We're going to St. Lucia.
And right.
That makes sense.
You should go to Banff.
No.
Me and the wife will join you since our honeymoon got screwed. We'll do a redo on our honeymoon. All right? We'll see you in Banff, Andrew.
What do you want to do there?
I'll buy you a parka.
Some lugeing?
Yeah. Hey, they got a luge track. I'm in. Do some ice fishing? That sounds like a hell of a honeymoon. 610-632-0975. It's the Midday Show at Xfinity Live, right here on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Psychos. One guy eats cold food, and you want to go to Banff. Like, deep in the fall.
Yeah.
Most people get fall, you get away, go sit in the sun.
Yeah, not me.
You want to go where it's colder.
I've been hot here all summer. Well, I want to go back.
You get the weather will be perfect.
Nah, I'm out.
All right.
Bring on Banff.
All right, bring on the season, man. Enough with this preseason already. Oh, God. Thank God. The best thing about tonight is that it'll be over at midnight. And then the season's around the corner. We can't wait. And DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. You can get in on all the action, the best offer yet. For a limited time, all users can get a deposit bonus up to $500. More on that in a second, though. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And with the season approaching, they have great promotions running all month long. In fact, week one, if you just take our squad to score a touchdown, just one touchdown, you can double your money. That's it. Double your money. You score a touchdown, you're in. The DraftKings Sportsbook app has it all, over-unders and player props and in-game betting. You can bet on all the games while it's being played. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use code FANATIC when you sign up for a limited time. All new and existing users can get a deposit bonus up to $500 for new users. And by the way, you can also use code FANATIC and get a risk-free bet up to $200. That's code FANATIC to get a risk-free bet up to $200 only at DraftKings Sportsbook, where you can make it rain. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey. Only deposit bonus up to $50 instantly. Remainder requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.